We often talk about the millennial generation and how life has been a completely different experience for those born into this digital age. It affects parenting, career choices, attitudes towards socializing, and so much more. But how have millennials been affected in their view of the church and God? Many churches are asking these questions and seeking answers on how to most effectively reach this generation. We'll answer an interesting question regarding evangelizing millennials on the next Family Matters, so don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned believer wrote to us with a great question that went like this. What is the best way to communicate the gospel message to the millennial generation? Our church has committed itself to reaching out to this group, but I'm concerned about what I perceive as a tendency to broaden the gospel's appeal to 20-somethings by watering it down and removing all references to sin, repentance, and judgment. To me, this seems like a huge mistake. After all, Jonathan Edwards' sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, touched off one of the greatest revivals we've ever seen. As I see it, the church is supposed to be proclaiming the truth, not initiating a dialogue about it. Can you help me sort this out? It's possible that your struggle is rooted in some modest confusion about styles and methods of evangelistic outreach, especially with regards to the best way of contextualizing the Christian message in order to maximize its effectiveness in a particular cultural setting. It's been said that the gospel is neither a discussion nor a debate. It's an announcement. And yet there are situations in which a certain amount of discussion and debate can help prepare the way for the announcement. The Apostle Paul understood this. That's why he opened his address to the Athenians on Mars Hill with a few poignant remarks about the unknown God, instead of launching straight away into a 5-point sermon on sin and salvation. You'll see that in Acts 17, 22-31. He had something similar in view when he wrote, "I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." That's 1 Corinthians 9:22. The idea here is to be so keenly attuned to your audience that you're able to present the message in a way that addresses their attitudes, assumptions, and most deeply felt needs, while also addressing core salvation elements like sin, repentance, and judgment with biblical integrity. As Paul exhorted the Colossians, "Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." That's Colossians 4, verse 5 and 6. This, we would suggest, is exactly what needs to be done in the area of millennial outreach. What you've interpreted as dangerous broadening and watering down of the gospel is in many cases simply an attempt to establish a point of contact with relativistic postmodern young adults. For the most part, they are fed up with what they regard as a narrow dogmatism of the church. At the same time, however, we'd suggest that they are more than willing to listen if we couch the good news in a context of relational concern about personal needs. Remember, there's a big difference between judgment in the sense of condemnation and judgment in the sense of discernment. If we're going to win our contemporaries to Christ, we're going to have to be discerning enough to make our message relevant to their situation. If we can't do this, they'll turn us off and look for help somewhere else. It's also worth bearing in mind that there's a time and a place for everything. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God may not have gone over quite so well if Edwards' listeners didn't already believe in the reality of hell and weren't already sensitized to the seriousness of their own sins. Such assumptions were endemic to their culture. Let's not put the cart before the horse. Remember that the most important thing is to be well acquainted with your audience so that you can effectively communicate a gospel message that addresses where they are at whilst introducing them to foundational biblical truth. May I say all the best with your efforts in this regard. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.